Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez, continuing with a jam-packed music show. Insight's Concert Connect sets you up with great live music in the Sacramento area and beyond. This week's edition of Concert Connect features local artists with music that really defies a genre label. A lot like the city of Sacramento, the music venues are all local, with performances at the Starlit Room at Harlow's, Old Ironsides, and Ace of Spades. Cap Radio's Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia continue to filter through all of that noise and find those sonic gems that we need to hear on the radio as well as live. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Vicky. Thank you.
All right, Andrew, you're starting us off. The first act is an indie pop duo called Tennis. They're going to be performing Ace of Spades Tuesday, April 25th. Why did you select this duo?
I think Tennis is really fun. I've taken to describing the act of listening to Tennis as like jumping into a pool filled with Tool. Really fuzzy, soft, decadent, warm, but unlike Tool, the fabric, in case you were thinking of like tools.
I was thinking of hammers and saws. So no, thank you.
Not that, yes, yeah.
All right,
like,
appreciate
like
that.
Like tutus.
All right.
But unlike that, Tennis's music, it has like a lot of substance to it. At first listen, I was immediately taken with like the sort of retro dance vibes. But as you continue to listen on, they're able to weave those like influences into something that's really new and fresh and like of today. So to kind of set up their music in any good Tennis song, which is most of them, you're going to hear some dreamy vocals, a really killer hook, some really fuzzy sort of synths, immaculate production, and at least one or two fat bass grooves.
Let's take a listen to the song Forbidden Doors from the album Pollen. Kind of romantic, and they're married, right? The duo. Is there like an emotional connection that really adds to the music that you listen to?
I think so. I think there's a lot of love, interwoven throughout the music, and it feels very like kind of warm and soft. And so, yes, a married duo, and much like Tennis, one versus one in one.
Do you think they had to like filter through a ridiculous amount of like gritted through teeth? Like, oh yeah, I love Tennis. it's the 8 millionth time.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I'm sorry to have added.
Well, if I ever meet them, I will not make that mistake.
All right. Well, the next band is Sosis, and they were formerly known as the Speed of Sound in Seawater.
Yes.
That is quite the left turn. Okay, so they're going to be playing at Old Ironsides, and that is Sacramento's oldest bar and music venue, Friday, April 28th. What stands out to you about this band?
Something that I really love is, so this group is math rock, which is sort of like a...
Okay, so we have Tunesome, which you said a few weeks ago. Now, this is math rock?
This is math rock, but it is a tunesome form of math rock, which I would like to say.
Doubling down on that.
This is my word. I'm taking it. But whereas some math rock, can be a bit, I think, like academic because it's so focused on, the different and very cool rhythms, Sosis is able to have those really complex rhythms and a lot of fun instrumentally, but also lyrically and melodically are really upfront and doing really well, which I think is hard to find sometimes in that genre. So Sosis is going through a bit of a spiritual reckoning. They're moving from the band they were into sort of a solo project from Damien Verrett, who's local out of Elk Grove. And so I'm excited to see what that transformation looks like coming up.
All right. Well, we're going to take a listen to Winter Solstice Baby, and that's actually from their 2013 album, First Contact.
Winter has begun. Where did you go? Out in the sun. Smile with your eyes. Smile with your changing snow.
That is awesome, and I love that, you know, they're from Elk Grove, so pretty local as well. I mean, when it comes to the name change, I mean, that also came with a change in lineup as well that you touched upon. What would have been the biggest differences when going from Sosis from the Speed of Sound and Seawater?
I think I haven't heard exactly. I haven't released new music in this new form just yet that I've been able to hear. But it is sort of, I think, going from a group project into a sort of solo project. So I think it'll be a bit more tied to Damien Verrett's style and his tastes. But I think it will stay true to the original sort of sound that we just heard.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really curious how that's going to differ from his project, So Much Light. Yeah. He's been long running here.
So. Which is sort of wildly different for those who are familiar with So Much Light. A lot more sort of R&B, dreamy, bedroom pop vibes, where this is, you know, math rock. So there's definitely some similarities, but I'm excited to hear what it turns into.
I like that too. When I think math rock, I think a lot more sharper edges than we heard in that piece. So it's really nice to hear that expression.
I learned something new from you both every single time you join us. All right, Nick, the next band is Mediocre Cafe. I feel like they're underselling themselves a little bit, a little unassuming. But what stands out to you about Mediocre Cafe?
My God, I love the way this music makes me feel. It's just, and it was so necessary in the year 2020 when their debut record came out. It was just warm, loungy warmth inhabits every song. On their debut album, which is called, by the way, Easy Listening. And I don't think that could be a better title or a way into the sound of Mediocre Cafe. I think it's like anachronistic of what I think lobby music in a beach resort in the mid to late 70s would be. Does that make sense? How's that for...
It's quite visual.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm glad it's not terribly pompous, but they're shopping around a new record right now. This track, Easy Going, comes off of their 2020 debut.
Awesome. And they're going to be performing at the Starlit Room in Harlow's Tuesday, May 2nd. So let's listen to Easy Going. I need to go on vacation. It just sounds so laid back.
Yes, exactly. I can't help but just relax when I listen to anything put out by Mediocre Cafe. It's been really fun to watch him come. Cooper Kofroth is the name of the musician who's largely behind the music of Mediocre Cafe. Also, he happens to be a barista. I have sampled his work, and it is also not mediocre.
Okay, so. a man of many talents.
He is indeed.
Mediocre Cafe, and they'll be performing at the Starlit Room at Harlow's. Okay, so our final one is, we're of course staying local. It's another Sacramento-based band called the Ruby Woos, and they describe themselves as forged in the depths of fiery teenage angst.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's I kind of call it like a sort of a lightning bolt out of a 90s radio. That's how listening to their tracks make me feel. I don't know a lot about them. Their work, I just found out about them last week. They emailed me and said, hey, we got this coming out. And I happened to catch the link at the right time, listened to it, bought the record on Bandcamp. They have a group of demos that are available on Bandcamp and this LP, which is called Songs from the Sorry Jar. And I'm really excited to see where they take this music.
Awesome. And they're going to be performing at the Starlet Room as well?
Yes, they're also performing at the Starlet Room. This is May 15th. They're going to be supporting Kate Clover with another duo of Sacramento bands, definitely worth checking out, Pets, who don't play an awful lot around town, and the Snares, who are new and upcoming, and hooray, super great energy. I think it's going to be a lot of variety on stage that night, and I think we're talking under $20, so a steal at twice the price.
Deal. All right, let's hear In the Thrall. I gotta say, the first time I heard this song, it reminded me of PJ Harvey.
Oh, that's another great comparison. Yeah. I was just thinking, as we were listening back to that, what the Ruby Woos kind of embody for me are like my favorite parts of the Breeders, Mazzy Star, even a little Sonic Youth energy in there. But yes, absolutely PJ Harvey added to that list. I don't think it's necessarily like, I think it's all its own thing. But man, it's what I love about that music, I love about the Ruby Woos.
Well, thank you both for delivering once again. Andrew Garcia and Nick Bruner.
Happy to be here.
Thanks.
And that is Insights Concert Connect. As always, you can also listen to Hey Listen, and that is Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, be sure and follow Cap Radio on Instagram, where Nick and Andrew's concert picks are posted on the app. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.